Aaron, I think it's probably a good time we get some mailbag.
Yeah, deal. Okay.
Why don't you get one? What do you got?
Ooh, this is interesting. Dear Pete the Job Guy, what is the best way to ask for a raise?
Ooh!
Signed, Mr. Poor from Murray Hill.
Mr. Poor? You're not worthy of that raise, okay? Stop asking for one. You keep hitting me up. What's the matter with you? Hey, listen. What's the best way to ask for a raise? A raise is done for two reasons, right? Mm-hmm. It's either going to be merit-based or time in the seat, okay? You know, some companies, depending on what your role is, mm-hmm. they're going to give you a year, an annual increase, and it's mm-hmm. usually 3% is about average from what I'm seeing, 3 to 5%, and they give you an annual increase based on your tenure. So, you know, sometimes it's like clockwork. It happens. Sometimes you have to ask for it. But if you're ever asking for a raise, I always tell you, you speak from a position of power. You don't, mm-hmm. you don't kind of like, oh, I want to raise. You do something to earn it. That's why I say it has to be merit-based. Mm-hmm. If I go above and beyond and I do it consistently, if I want a raise, I want to have earned that raise. Now, a lot of employers aren't intuitive or just don't realize, oh, I should probably give this person a raise. I probably should. So sometimes you do have to point it out to them. Mm-hmm. But I always, hey, you know, it's usually if you can request a performance review and then, you know, and then they realize, wow, they talk about your accomplishments. Oh, did you notice that on the ABC project I did this? Or my quota was exceeded each time I did it. And it comes out usually in a review. And if the boss doesn't suggest a raise, that's mm-hmm. the time where you have a significant amount of positive contributions that would merit an increase. And it's, you know, based on the things we just discussed, you know, I think it's time that my compensation is increased. Mm-hmm. And you do it. But I always like asking for something from a position of strength or power. Mm-hmm. The other time a raise comes in is if you're just not commensurate. Your pay isn't commensurate with your station at mm-hmm. work, mm-hmm. meaning you can provide evidence that, let's say, you know, your job is an administrative assistant, okay? And as an administrative assistant, you look through salary guide information, and the easiest way to get a salary guide, whether you're an employer or you're somebody that's in the workforce like all of us, you can just go to snicompanies.com and ask for a salary guide. Or you can call us, and we're happy to make sure you come by and we get you one, or we can bring it out to you. But our number is 904-713-2550. That's where Pete the Job Guy is every day at SNI Companies, and we're happy to give you a salary guide. And if you can demonstrate that you're paid beneath what the average salaries are in your area, you have a right, provided you're reliable, you're doing the essential functions of your job mm-hmm. to the satisfaction of your employer, you have a right to say, hey, listen, I'm looking at the average administrative assistant is making $23,000. I'm mm-hmm. making $19,000. I'm below market. Mm-hmm. I like working here. I want to continue working here. I'd like for you to consider adjusting my salary mm-hmm. To a position that's commensurate with my with what, you know, my contributions are here. Mm-hmm. So I hope that helps. And that was that
Mr. Poor.
Mr. Poor. Oh, okay, Mr. Poor. Hopefully we'll get you a little bit richer.